Tuesday the 28th of April, David Eoff, Rabbi Chaim Shmal, in Yonid Yoma.
The Sidra begins, Vaidave Hashem el Moshe, Achle Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, V'karvo Som Lepnei Hashem Oyomusu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a message to Moshe immediately after the death of Aaron's two sons. But what was the message? You might say it's the next pasuk, Va'yomer v'choleis el HaKadosh. But that's something else. Va'yomer Hashem el Moshe daber el Aaron. That is the avodas Yom Kippurim. So what's Va'yomer Hashem el Moshe Achim? It seems to be a pasuk which starts off with a message, and it doesn't tell us what the message is. What is the message there? So the Mefarshim say, the message is, V'karvosam lifnei Hashem ayomusu. That's the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you should know, you've got a kasha. Why did the two sons of Aaron die? Sof kol sof, everybody makes a mistake, and oynish of misa v'dei shomayim should be absolutely immediately, without a split second, for teshuvah is most unusual. Now, for example, in last week's Sidra, Tzaras. What is Tzaras? Tzaras is a warning from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You've spoken Lashon Hara, you've caused a machloikis, you're a balgaiva, al-shiva devorin, the Gemara says, that's a message from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why did the two sons of Aaron not get a message from Ronei Shalom, look, this is wrong, and do tshuva? Boop, gone. Split second. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers, you know what the answer is? Bikarvosam lifnei Hashem vayamusu. Because they are korov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they died. We Lashon Hara speakers of Bale Gavin Machloikis, we're not so near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to, unfortunately doesn't anymore. You see, people got the wrong ideas altogether. People think, Tzaras, horrible. Oh, we are so happy we don't have it anymore. Nechtigatok. Tzaras was a wonderful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to his people, tells them where they go wrong. They can do tshuva. But today, you can be the biggest balgaiva, the worst gossip, and you can make all the machlokes in the world, and I just recently heard of a person who said to one of the gaboim in one of the local shtibles, I've been davening this minion for 2.5 years, and you haven't given me an aliyah once. We can machen machloikis, have I seen machloikis over aliyahs and things like that. The Dvarim, they're not oivnim beruma shalaylov. Listen, what's an aliyah? Somebody makes a bracha and somebody says omei. Who gets the biggest schar? The Gemara got the Purish. God will hoine yoytsim in hamavorach. We don't have tzaras anymore. But anyway, that was a warning. The sons of Aaron had no warning. You know why? Bikarvosam lefnei Hashem. They were very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medatik im chasidav kechut hasara. That is the answer to Moshe's puzzle. Bikarvosam lefnei Hashem. To which the Netziv adds another point. And that is, it depends where. If you do an aveira anywhere on earth, you're not likely to be sentenced to death and the punishment carried out on the spot without a single warning and without a split second to do tshuva. But, bekarvosam lifnei Hashem, if you're in the chatzar beis hamikdosh, if you enter the kodesh or the kodesh kodesh and kal v'chomer, then things are quite different. Because also, if they would have done that aveda somewhere else, there'd be a erech apayim, rav chesed, eves noitze chesed, etc. But not. When you're in this place, you have to be very, very careful. there is another pshat, and that is this. It's in the sefer of Moedim Zmanim of Moshe. No, it's not the long sefer. Moshe Shtenbuch, not Moedim Zmanim. The other sefer. He's got three volumes of drush, and there he quotes Yalkut Shimoni, a plea atzuma. The Yalkut says, Lama Mesu b'nei Aaron, Shloi Hoyu Mulboshim Me'il, because they weren't wearing the Me'il. A plea atzuma. They were Kohanim Hedyotim. They didn't wear a Me'il. The Me'il is for the Kohen Gadol only. And he suggests the following, that there are two kinds of tzaddik. They are what they used to call in Yiddish a tzaddik in pels. He's wrapped up in his own dalad amas shel halacha, and this tzaddik has only one aim in life, a very good one, to get nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become a true Oyved Hashem. So he cuts himself off from any Olam Hazeh, any contact with Olam Hazeniks. He sits wrapped up in his talis in the Beis HaMedrash and the Aramish and Halacha. He wants to know nobody. That's a tzaddik in pels. On the other hand, there are tzaddikim who think that they have a duty to be Makan of other people. They know the MS, they know what's important in this life, and they say, right, I know it, but I've got to make it known to others. I have to explain to other people the importance of Limud HaTorah, Shemitas HaMitzvahs, and everything else. What does Du Chazal say about Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Sholem, Veroyev Sholem? He was a Kohen Gadol. He should have been a man who thinks nothing but Kedusha, Tahara, Avoida. No, he believed that we have to go out to the masses and pass on the message. We say in Pirkei Avos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Im lomada to toiro harba, al tachzik toivo le'asmacho. I always learned the pshat, don't pat yourself on the back. If you've learnt a lot of Torah, I know a lot more than other people, I'll pat myself on the back. You've learnt a lot of Torah. No, I'll tafsik Torah l'atzmacha. Says the Mesillas Yeshorim, that's not the pshat. Well, mind, it may be a pshat, probably is, but he's a different pshat. He says, I'll tafsik Torah l'atzmacha. This good you have, the Torah, in Torah l'atzmacha, don't keep it for yourself. Spread it, teach others. That's al tasek toiv l'atzmacha. Hanistorois l'Hashem Elokeinu, v'hanigloys lonu ulvoneinu adoilom. Meaning, says the Sif Sevino. He was a katzman of Rov. What we say, hanistorois L'Hashem Elokeinu, the tzaddik nistor, he hides himself from the world. L'Hashem Elokeinu, he comes close to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. What about other people? The hanigloys, but the tzaddik who's prepared to megala himself, lo nulvoneinu, he helps our children forever. That is the true tafkid of the true tzaddik. Says the Moshe, who does say? The Moshe Shtenbuch, Zolzayin Gesunden Stab, says the following. I said, you're a Zabocha. That's a schus anyway, if nothing else. And he says, what does the Torah tell us about the Me'il? The Me'il had bells. V'nishma koiloi v'voyla koidish. His sound should be heard. In plain words, if you're the Kohen Gadol, don't think that my task is to be an Oved Hashem in the Arba Amos, a lock in the basement, and nothing else. No! V'nishma Koilai! People want to hear your voice. That is the tafkid of the Kohen Gadol and any Ben Torah. V'nishma Koilai. So, what does the Yalkut Shemoni mean? They weren't reading the Mehil. There was no Nishma Koilai. They were on a very high Madrega, not of an Aviyu, but nobody got anything out of them. They were the tzaddik in Pels. They kept themselves to themselves. There was no Nishma Koilai. That was the chait. Bikorvosam el Hashem. Yes. Kirvo Hashem. Very good. Excellent. We should all strive for Kirvo el Hashem. But not exclusively. We have a duty to other people. If you're zoicha to learn Torah, to be an Oved Hashem, you have a duty to pass on your knowledge to others. And that was a chet. The korvosam el Hashem. They only had kirba Hashem. But they were not makarav other people to Hashem. They brought themselves here, near, but not others. And that is why they were not given a second chance. They were not given time to tshuva, because they weren't fulfilling their task. Rabbi Sternbuch does not bring a proof to his theory. He says he thinks that's the pshat in the Yalkut Shemoni. I wouldn't for one moment doubt what he says. And in fact, in my very humble opinion, I think we can prove his point. At the end of Sedra Mishpatim, chapter Kav Dalet Posuk Aleph, Well, Moshe Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to Moshe, Alei el Hashem, go up towards Hashem, that's the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, Ato ve'aharoin, Nodav v'avihu, v'shivim mizikne Yisrael, v'hishtach l'yisem me'rochay. So you see the order's quite clear. Moshe, Aaron, Nodav v'avihu, and then the Shivim Zikne Yisrael. That is the Seder Hadvarim. So you know where Nodav v'Avihu stand. They stand in Madrega immediately behind their father and Aaron. So that's chapter Kaf Dalet, Posuk Aleph. Now, Moshe was going to leave Bnei Yisrael for 40 days. So who is going to look after the community? So it says like this, in the same chapter, Posuk Yudalet. Vel Hazkenim Omar, Moshe said to the Kenim, had said to him, Shvulon Uvuzeh, you stay here in the camp, Adash Anoshu Vareichem, till we come back. V'hinei Aharon V'chur Imochem, Mibal Devorim Yigash Aleichem. Aharon V'chur is with you, whoever has any dispute should go to them for judgment. Hey, isn't somebody missing here? We're not above you. They are on a higher madrega than Hur, under Zakenim. The answer must be, Mi bal devorim yigash not aleihem. No. Not above you are not interested in your machlokes. They're not interested. They want to spend their time in Avodas Hashem, his voidados. And they're not going to get involved if Reuven and Shimon have a machlokes over 10p. That's not for them. Mia val devorim yigash to chur v'lekeim yeh. But don't expect Nod of Naviu to help you. No. They are in their own dalad alma shel halacha, and they don't want to know about the outside world. So I believe that the difference between Posuk Aleph and Yud Dalet shows clearly, number one, they're Madrega, and number two, their lack of involvement in communal matters. This week's parsha, Achrei Mois, as everybody knows, is read on Yom Kippur morning, because we Unashalma Porim Sfosenu. There's no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, so the least we can do is to learn, read from the Torah about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and during Musaf, we go through the whole of the Avodah. In most Machzorim, there are two versions of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. One is called Nusach Ashkenaz, and one's called Nusach Sforad. Besides the difference in the poetry, what's the difference between them? The answer is like this. If you go through the whole of Mishnah, Yuma, it has everything about the Avodah of Yom Kippur there, except for one thing. The Tana has deliberately missed out the Talmud Shel Ben Harbalim. You won't find it in the Mishnah. It's not there. Mereila Kutos, the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, as to where does the Tomech or Ben Harbayim fit in. Now you know the Kohen Gadol changed from Big Day Zohar to Lavan, Lavan to Zohar, and then Lavan again, and then Zohar again. So was it with a second lot of Big Day Zohar, or was it with a third? So that's machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. And that's the machlokes between those two piyutim. The one of Nusach Sforad goes Aliba the Rambam, and the one of Nusach Ashkenaz goes Aliba the Rashi. There's one thing they have in common. You know what that is? Lots of mistakes. All I can say at this moment is that Nusach Sforad has fewer than the Nusach Ashkenaz, but... I think... Rav Moshe Sternbuch in his Sefer of Modern Zmanim has gone through and has corrected all the mistakes. Good idea to say it right, since he's saying it anyway. Now, Achlei Mois, as far as I know, the only Sidra which has the distinction of being read the same day twice. In the morning we read the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, and in the afternoon we read the Parsha of Aroyos. And the Mephoroshim say, why do we read the Parsha of Aroyos? In case somebody was Chas V'Sholem, Rachmon al-Islam, Nirshu Aroyos, he should hear it read and do tshuva. No doubt that is right. However, it doesn't mean, it doesn't exclude any other pshotim also. I have my own idea about this, Rabbi Yisrael. Picture yourself, close your eyes for a moment. Picture yourself in shul, Yom Kippur, late afternoon. Now, what you will see is this. You'll see some very highly geyidin. They haven't eaten anything since the Suda Mafsekes. Some of them even stand all day. And they've been davening. Fine. Amongst those eaten, you would know it. But some of them have gone home to eat. Now, these people who've come back to Shul for Mincha after having had a little rest and having something to eat, on doctor's orders of course, after consulting with the Rav, etc. Do you think they feel good or do you think they feel bad? They don't feel comfortable. All these Heilige Yidden have been sitting here davening and standing and fasting, and I had to go home and I had to eat and make my fast. And they're very distressed. So Chacham said, right, we'll do something to take away their distress on the Yom HaKodesh. We will read to them. Es mishpotai, ushmartem es chukoisai ves mishpotai. Ashe yase oisem ho'odom vochai bohem ani Hashem. This is the reading, the last post of the Kohen Zaliyah. Vochai bohem, zok de Gevara. From here we learn that if the doctor says you've got to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, you have to do so. And we tell these people, you are no different from the people who are fasting. The people who are fasting, Mekayim HaMitzvah, V'nisem Snafshe Seichem, Fasting HaMitzvah, you are also being Mekayim HaMitzvah. The Mitzvah of Vachayim V'Hem V'Loy Shayom Osbohem. Don't feel in any way inferior. There's nothing to be upset about. You are just as good as them. So on Yom Kippur, we want to give heart to the people who might be feeling a little downhearted because they were forced to break the fast. We say, nothing doing. You are just as good as everybody else, and there's nothing to be sorry about. I remember very clearly, I had a balabos, a Holocaust survivor, and his brother was the same. And the brother was told by the doctor, you've got to eat on Yom Kippur, a man in the 70s already. So he said, what? Eat on Yom Kippur? Mishum oifen nish. I'm all right. And he fasted Yom Kippur wonderfully. And Motzei Yom Kippur, he dropped dead from a heart attack. Don't be too clever. Now, Yom Kippur afternoon, we have this Kriyas HaTorah, and we have the Maftir Yoino. Now what happens after Maftir Yoino? The person called up says the brochas we say exactly as we do in the morning, but we don't say our Torah v'Avodah. We don't say that. We, meaning we Ashkenazim. The Sfaradim, they do say it. They say our Torah v'Avodah, Yom Kippurim Hazeh, etc. So what's the machlokes? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Ravon. The Ravon says, why we don't say it is because Nifsako Havoido Baboika. The Avoida Yom Kippurim is finished in the Boika, so therefore we don't say our Torah v'Avoida. If I were qualified to argue with the Ravon, I would do so. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to do every Avoida, even Avoidas which during the week and Shabbos are kosher with a Kohen Hedyot, so the Hadlokas Neiras in the evening, the Tomachel Ben Harbayim and the Chavitin, all these afternoon Avoidas were only kosher the Kohen Gadol, so I can't see how he could finish. Besides which, there was a break in the Avoido. The Kohen Gadol had to take a rest for at least 2 hours, possibly more. Because from the moment he sent the soil Azazel on its last trek, he was not allowed to continue the Avoido until he got a signal that the soil had been thrown down the cliff. Now it's 12 mil from Yerushalayim to the tzoik, to the peak from which he was thrown down. Now, walking without shoes on, 12 mil into the countryside, leading a goat. I'm not so sure the goat really wanted to go on this walk. He might have had to schlep it a bit. In fact, the Mishnah says if the goat got ill, he carried it on his shoulders. So that trek of 12 mil must have taken several hours. Can't see it any other way. And when he got there, he did this avoid of throwing him down the cliff, and there was a man with a flag 4,000 amas away, and he waved it to his friend down the road, 2,000 amas, and so the flag waving, I suppose, went pretty fast. But there must have been several hours. So, and anyway, the Ravon seems to suggest like this. The Ashkenazi Kohanim Gedolim was reason. So they finished the Avodah in the morning. So they didn't say Alatoyl Avodah in the afternoon. But the Sfardi Kohanim Gedolim, they were a bit slower. So their Avodah went into the afternoon. So they said Alatoyl Avodah. The voice, I do not think that this is a very satisfactory explanation. You may, of course, disagree with me. You have every right to do so. There is a chakira. What is the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur afternoon? What din does it have? There are two possibilities. Number one, it's a Tanis Tzibah. On a Tanis Tzibah, we have Kriyas HaTorah and we have a Maftir. and have Torah. Yom Kippur is a faster. All right, so we've switched the have Torah from how does the have Torah of Tanis Dirshu Hashem? Thank you. We swapped Dirshu Hashem to Yoina. Well, that doesn't make much difference. After we need Yoina to tell us that even Nochim can do tshuva, Kal Vachomer we should do tshuva. Fine, all right. But it's basically a din in Tanis Tziva. Or you can say Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosai, a very special day, and therefore, because of the speciality of the day, that's why we have Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon of the Haftorah, even though we only do so on a normal Shabbos, not on a Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. That's the reason for it. You could say so. So now, we can say that this is the machlokes between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. The Ashkenazim say the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur afternoon is adin in Tanis Tziva. On a Tanis Tziva you have a Kriyas HaTorah mit HaTorah without Al HaTorah Bar Avodah. On a Tanis Tziva we end both Hashem Moge and David, that's it. I don't think the Sfardim continue. There's no point, a Torah Avodah doesn't apply to normal Tanis, does it? So the Ashkenazim say that the Kriyas HaTorah Yom Kippur afternoon is adin in Tanis Tziva. So you don't say that Torah Avodah. But the Sfardim say it's adin in Shabbos Shabbos. It's a very special day with special Kriyas HaTorah. And because of the speciality, especially the speciality is in the Avodah Sayyim, so they say al Torah Avodah. That's what Marcheshe says. Now, is there any nafkim in the lahalocha whether you say this or that? I think it's Rabbi Kiva Eger says yes. The nafkim in is azoy. On a Tanis Tziva, we don't call up people who are not fasting. So therefore, in the morning of Yom Kippur, you can definitely call up a person who's not fasting. Because it's Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov we have Kriyas HaTorah. The reading on Yom Kippur morning is nothing to do with a Tanis. It's a Yom Tov. So even if he's not fasting, get an Aliyah. But in the afternoon, the whole Kriyas HaTorah is because it's a Tanis. So a person is not fasting, you can't call him up.
If it's on Shabbos.
Oh, if it's on Shabbos, but you could then, yes. Except for not, that's right. So, Masha Ein came, the Sfardim say that it is Adin and Shabbos Shabbosai. So if it's Adin and Shabbos Shabbosai, even the non-fasters can be called up. Just as they can be called up for Shachas, they can be called up for Mincha. So that is an Apgemina, whether you take this side of the Chakir or that side. However, there is a point, and that is this. The Torah says, V'inisem esnapsho sechel. And Chazal had a Kabbalah that if you're fasting and you break your fast on less than the amount of food equal in volume to Koseves Hadaso, you have not relieved yourself of the inui. Of course you've eaten. And for a person who's healthy, Chatzis Shia also in our Torah, that goes without saying. But lemaisa, if you eat, as we call it in by the Rabbon, shiurim. If you eat shiurim, then although you're over, I mean, you're not over because you are doing it to kuach nefesh. But if a healthy person would be eating shiurim, he would still be merkayim v'nisem esnapshe seichem. So why not call him up? He's still merkayim v'nisem esnapshe seichem. So therefore, you can call him up. Even for Mincha, even though he's not fasting, because he ate pochs mekashir, and as long as you eat pochs mekashir, you're still mekayim the inui, so why not call him up?